Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Asha Menon. Today is Friday, the 26th of May. Here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to open marginally lower on Friday as SGX Nifty indicates a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 43 points after opening the session at 18,431. SGX Futures touched a high of 18,470 in early trade on May 26th. BSE Sensex gained 98 points to close at 61,872 on Thursday, while Nifty 50 closed 35 points higher at 18,321. Nifty 50 traded comfortably higher than its 200-day moving average of 18,033 and is expected to build on the recent momentum. Pivot charts indicate that Nifty may get support at 18,235, followed by 18,203 and 18,152. If the index advances, 18,339 would be the key resistance level to watch out for, followed by 18,371 and 18,423. US markets. S&P 500 futures ticked lower Thursday night. Investors awaited signs of progress on debt ceiling negotiations and a batch of economic data that can provide insight into the trajectory of inflation. Futures connected to the broad index slipped 0.1%, while NASDAQ 100 futures were slightly below flat. Futures tied to Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 48 points or 0.1%. NASDAQ Composite surged 1.7% in Thursday's session after stronger-than-expected revenue guidance and an earnings beat from Nvidia fueled a rally in semiconductor and artificial intelligence stocks, as well as other technology names. Nvidia shares jumped 24.4% in the session to finish at an all-time high. S&P 500 ended 0.9% higher, while Dow slipped 0.1%, partly because of around 5.5% drop in Intel. Elsewhere, Best Buy shares rose more than 3% as investors cheered earnings that came in stronger than what Wall Street had expected. This was despite warnings from management that shoppers are showing recessionary behaviors. European markets. European markets ended lower Thursday as negative sentiment on the back of ongoing debt ceiling negotiations continued to weigh. After a choppy day, the benchmark Stoxx 600 finished around 0.24% lower. Tech stocks bucked the trend to end 1.8% higher following Nvidia's blockbuster results, which gave related stocks a boost. Dutch chip machine maker ASML ended the day almost 5% higher. Other sectors slipped, however. Oil and gas stocks fell around 2%. FTSE closed 0.7% lower at 7,570. DAX closed 0.31% lower at 15,793. CAC 40 index closed 0.3% lower at 7,229. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets were mostly higher after Wall Street saw a tech rally led by Nvidia. In Japan, Nike 225 rose 0.43%, surpassing the 31,000 mark, while Topix also saw a gain of 0.24%. Tokyo's headline inflation, which is seen as a gauge for the nationwide reading, rose at a slower pace of 3.2% in May, after April's figure of 3.5%. South Korea's KOSPI rose 0.19%, while KOSDAQ was up 0.24%. In Australia, S&P ASX 200 bucked the trend and fell marginally ahead of its May retail sales figures. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index is closed for a holiday after hitting its lowest level this year on Thursday. Emami consolidated net profit down 60% in Q4 FY23. FMCG major Emami Limited on Thursday posted a 60% drop in consolidated net profit to 142 crore rupees for the quarter that ended March 2023 on muted demand. A year ago, the company posted a consolidated net profit of 354 crore rupees. Revenue from operations during the quarter was up 9% to 836 crore rupees, rising from 768 crore rupees a year ago. The company attributed the decline in net profit to muted demand for personal care products and excessive rainfall in many parts of the country in March, which impacted the demand for summer products. Vodafone Idea Q4 net loss narrows to 6,419 crore rupees in FY23. debt-ridden Vodafone Idea on Thursday said its consolidated net loss narrowed to 6,418.9 crore rupees in the March quarter of FY23. A year ago, the company recorded a loss of 6,563 crore rupees. The company's service revenue increased by about 3% to 10,506 crore rupees, which was higher than 10,208.9 crore rupees a year ago. However, for the fiscal year ended March 2023, Vodafone Idea reported a widening of loss to 29,297 crore rupees. Oil prices. Oil prices fell on Thursday after Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak played down the prospect of further OPEC Plus production cut at its meeting next week. Brent crude futures was down 3.6% to $75.55 a barrel. US West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, fell 3.95% to $71.41. The dollar index traded 0.31% higher in futures at 104.21, whereas a value of $1 hovered near 82.73 rupees. Gold. Gold slid to its lowest in 2 months on Thursday as optimism around US debt ceiling talks lowered safe haven demand for the bullion. Also, robust economic data increased the possibility of another rate hike by the Federal Reserve. Spot gold was 0.6% down at $1,944.45 per ounce. US gold futures eased nearly 1% to $1,946.10. FII and DII. Foreign institutional investors, or FIIs, bought shares worth 589.1 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors, or DIIs, bought shares worth 338.44 crore rupees on May 25th. In our Voice of the Day section, we have Gaurang Shah of Geojit Financial Services speaking on Tata Motors. The stock has rallied over 20% since the beginning of 2023. Is there more upside? Let's hear it from him.
So we believe in the long-term growth story of Tata Motors, and we are confident that whatever hurdles that may come through in the immediate short to medium term, the company is quite well placed, and the commentary from the management was very strong post the numbers for Q4. And they've also mentioned that they are targeting towards making the company debt-free. I think that's a big statement, given the headwinds that they faced earlier in the past. We optimistic in terms of JLR business and, of course, the numbers that are coming through. As far as the commercial vehicle vertical is concerned, we expect that to pick up even more steam as we go forward because of the scrappage and replacement demand and the demand from the logistic side sector as well as fleet owners. On the passenger vehicle, I think all their products are doing extremely good. And as far as the compact hatchback is concerned, Nexus, they command almost about, I think, 60 to 70% market share. They're also launching new vehicles. Tata Sierra, which used to be an old name, is coming back in a new avatar and a new technology. We are also having new launches of new avatars in form of Safari as well as Harrier. So I think all these things augurs quite well. And our sense is that possibly if the company is able to meet the target of making the company debt-free, then I think it will make a tremendous amount of value addition, and it will also excite analysts to raise targets up aside.
That's all from us today. Have a great trading day.